Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On our Western Hotline right now, talk a little hockey with us, is our very own Paul Hamilton. He is going to be joining us and brought to you by Los Ingangi, Buffalo's workers' comp attorneys, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Paul, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I am good, Paul. Thank you for asking. Jeff Skinner, let's start there, Mr. Hamilton. So, Jeremy, what was the site that tweeted out the contract?
Evolving Wild did some contract projections and put him at 8 years at $8.5 million per season.
Well, first off, I guess let me start with, if he resigns, Paul, would you expect it to be the maximum term? You know, the extra year that the Sabres can offer that nobody else can?
I would think, yeah, it would be an 8 year deal. And as far as 8.5, yeah, I think that's a shade high, but also I think it's a deal that I would agree to. I mean, when you're taking unrestricted free agency away from a player, you're going to have to overpay a little bit. And I think that's maybe a slight overpayment, but I still think it's a fair contract and one that if I were the Sabres, I would agree to.
What about, would it be possible, or would you think the Sabres would consider, or Skinner would consider, a shorter term? Would the Sabres want to go, hey, you know, let's go 2 years and see how things work out, or 3 years? And if they did, would Skinner want any part of a shorter deal and then think, let me get a couple more years and then I hit the market again? What about that?
I think the Sabres absolutely would want a shorter term deal if they could get it.
But he wouldn't.
And Skinner, I think, would not want that. I think he wants to max out this deal. And again, when you're talking about unrestricted free agency of a guy who's normally a 30-goal scorer, who scored 40 this year, this is his time. This is his time to make money. It wouldn't make any sense to him to sign a 3-4 year deal, get himself over 30 years old, and then he's not going to get that kind of money, likely. Mm-hmm. Not going to get that kind of money in 3 or 4 years. So for him, I mean, it wouldn't make any sense to do a short-term deal. It's not in his best interest. He's got nothing to prove, and he's just going to get older.
What do you think about Phil Kessel, Paul?
I think Phil Kessel's been a great player for many, many years. And my first reaction is no, I probably wouldn't be interested, but I could absolutely listen to the conversation.
You sound like me yesterday with Jeremy.
Yeah.
I did the same thing over the course of one segment.
I could listen to the argument of somebody wanting to have him around.
Yeah.
But, you know, his age definitely makes you nervous. I mean, when does the decline start? It hasn't for him really yet. Maybe goals-wise, maybe a little bit. He was down 27 goals, but, you know, he certainly the points were there. And I said yesterday when I was talking to Bulldog about it, I said, all I would say is be careful.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Be careful with that kind of an acquisition. Certainly that's not going to help Casey Mittelstadt realize that he needs to get in elite shape, with him hanging around. But it's worked for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine, right? I mean, he's he's not chiseled, but he seems to be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, he's never been in elite shape probably since college, but he's carved out a pretty good NHL career, so it's worked for him.
Yeah, I was worried about, 3 years left for a guy who's, I forget what his age is right now, but 3 years left on term, 6.8. But as we were talking about it yesterday, and I've been a fan of Kessel. I liked the idea when Toronto was getting rid of him. Hey, go get Kessel. He's very productive. I was worried about term and age, but man, if you stop and think, if they re-sign Skinner and they add a guy like Kessel, now what are you looking at in your top six next year? It's looking good.
Yeah, if they re-sign Skinner and bring in a guy like Kessel, you probably could do that. And it probably is looking good. But as I said, when does the decline start? And is he excited to be a Sabre? You know, is he looking at that in his career? Because, when the Sabres get really, really good – if they get really, really good, is Phil Kessel even going to be around, you know, when that happens? And that's when you're acquiring somebody like that, that's what you have to look at. When does the decline start, and are they Stanley Cup contenders next year? Likely not. I mean, you never say never. But likely
pause there,
not.
Though, huh? You yeah. pause for
what
drama.
What are you trying to tell me here?
You know, so by the time you become Stanley Cup contenders, is Phil Kessel even around then?
Well, if he helped you get there, I would take it. But one thing about this, Paul, Kessel is on the older side. Skinner is on the older side, you know? And when we talked to Jason Bottrell on Friday about all this, he either said it with us or he said it in the press conference. At one point he said, look, we're building for the future. And I don't think he meant it as, I need a lot of time for this. But I wonder about a guy like Kessel. You know, the two seasons that Bottrell has had so far have been bad. And how much pressure does he feel to put a good product on the ice and not only do that, but win a trade?
You're talking about the comment about long term. It was about Paul's question about trading, and he said we're in this for the long term.
For the long term, okay. Yeah. So Kessel has 3 years. Maybe it doesn't have to even be Kessel, but a guy like that. I wonder, after a year where they cleaned out the room, if they would be thinking, well, Phil Kessel might not be great in there, but who cares? We've got to score goals. We've got to win games at all costs. I mean, it's not about the rental scenario, but he's got to bring in good players, and he's got to show that as the GM of the team that he knows what he's doing and he can win a trade and he can bring in great players, especially if Skinner walks, because then what's his best acquisition? Lawrence Pilot? You know, like that's not too hot.
Yeah, I mean, even if Skinner walks, he won the trade. I mean, the 1 year you got out of him because you gave up a guy who got traded again for nothing. He got traded for future considerations.
Right, but I mean that trade was an easy one to make. And if you end up losing Skinner to free agency.
Whoa, what do you mean it was an easy one to make?
I mean, it was a very easy trade to make. You gave up nothing to a player.
You gave up nothing, but I don't know if the negotiation was easy.
Well, the player specifically had his choice of where to go.
I mean, we can't sit here and say, well, all the bad trades were hard trades, and I mean, that to me, that's I can't buy that. What do you mean it's an easy trade to make?
I mean, every GM in the league would have made it.
Well, sure.
It was a dump from Carolina, and the O'Reilly trade was not an easy trade to make, no matter where he was going to make it, because I think – here's what I'm saying, Paul. In both scenarios, with Skinner, the Hurricanes were up against it, right? They knew they wanted to move him out, so they probably took less than they could have. And with O'Reilly, it was hard for Bottrell to make that trade because he knows he's going to move him out. He had decided to do that, so maybe just because of that, he loses some leverage. So all I'm saying is that the Sabres – on the Skinner side of the trade, we're taking the dump off from the other team. That's all I'm saying. When I say it was easy, if Carolina calls you and asks, you know, what do you put together for Skinner, and they accept that, you know, you're doing a dance in your office.
Well, sure. But still, the thing is, I mean, even if he walks, you've still won the trade. Even as poorly as I think Sherry worked out, again, you didn't give up much for him. I mean, for what you gave up for him, did you win that trade? I don't know. I mean, so, but anyway, I mean, I've actually lost track now. Where were we?
I was simply saying that I wonder if Bottrell feels like a Kessel, you would acquire a guy who's 30 or 31, because you did just acquire Skinner. That was only for 1 year, though. I mean, I'd imagine if Skinner had multiple years on his deal, it would have taken more to get him. So that was part of what made it such a cheap deal. If you don't re-sign him, the best player that Bottrell has acquired, you maybe Sherry, maybe Pilot. I'm trying to think of who it even is. Brandon Montour. Okay, thank you. Matthew tweeted that. Oh, yeah. Might be Montour, might be his biggest acquisition. And I think he would go to this offseason looking to make a splash and you're never going to undo the O'Reilly trade. And again, it still might turn out that Tage Thompson plays for this team for 10 years. But I think that there is pressure on Bottrell to do something substantive from a talent standpoint, bringing in a name, bringing in someone with term that can be a difference maker.
Yeah, if he can. As I said, I mean, his age makes me nervous. And I guess we can go back to Kyle Oposo, who was produced with the Islanders and then – you know, he signed a deal with the Sabres, and he's hit 30 years old and has kind of hit a wall, you know, when does that wall hit? And that's what I think he has to look at. You bring in a name, but if all of a sudden that name hits a wall when he gets here, it makes him look worse that trade's going to look worse than maybe some of the other ones, depending on what you gave up to get him. So I probably would be looking elsewhere, you know, to do that, whether it might be signing a Duchesne to see if you can do that. And we were I was figuring that out last year. You know, that would, between him and Skinner, if you get them both, that's about $17, $18 million off your cap. And you would still have to sign maybe three guys, yeah. McCabe, Ullmark, and Rodriguez, which I think you could. It would leave you about $7 to $8 million to do that, and I think you could get that done.
I'm glad you mentioned Duchesne. This is kind of my point on Kessel. Duchesne's a guy that has been moved in the past because of locker room, right? And I wonder if the Sabres are snake bitten by moving a guy out, O'Reilly, because of a locker room thing. And now Botro would think, screw it, whatever. He's good. I'll trust in Ralph Kruger to handle this. You know, he's got his coach. Will he be more willing to get a guy like Duchesne, who for whatever reason has kind of carried that baggage around with him, the same way that O'Reilly did, the same way that Kessel has? You know, it's not exactly that they're necessarily bad people, but somewhere along the way, Evander Kane, you know, the names on this list, they often tend to be pretty darn good players, and somewhere along the way they rub someone the wrong way or something just kind of falls apart.
No, absolutely. I think I don't know if Duchesne would be as high in that, but yeah, definitely. And I think he's proven recently that he's been fine. I think he fit in well in Columbus. I think he fit in even with the controversy that happened in Ottawa when the Uber driver, you know, blew those guys in. That didn't even really hurt him that much. I think most people realize that that's the way people talk, whether it's an athlete or whether it's a guy at the bank or whether it's a guy at the radio station or a guy at the golf course or whatever. People talk sometimes, and you know, and it's usually not broadcast on the internet through an Uber driver. So that, I don't think that hurt him that much in Ottawa from a reputation standpoint.
This is Paul's way of telling us what he says
about us to Uber drivers.
Privately.
No, wait a minute. How could I call an Uber? You forgot what I carry in my pocket.
Yeah, you got a flip phone. It probably can't even, you can't even order an Uber ride with your phone. Circa 1980, whatever the heck it is. Thanks, Paul. Always
care,
nice
guys.
To have you on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.